Zaf is Daf Lamed, right? So we got to the very last line of Chaf Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Hahu Tabcha Davi Chasher Lizune." There's a certain butcher who there choshed on him that he would sell Tarbe Da Tame. Tarbe Tame is Chaylev, which is Arsa to be eaten. But he'd sell Bimar Dechanta. He would sell it, presenting it as a kosher type of Chaylev, a Chaylev Tower. But in fact, it was really Chaylev Tame. So Gemara says, as they found that was going on, and Kanse Rava lezabune afil amguze. Rava had decreed and made a knas to penalize him that he's not even allowed to sell egozim. He can't even sell nuts. So Amar le Rapapa le Rava, come on, who holds that way? That when you're chashed on one thing, you can't buy anything from him. So from yesterday, we learned in the Mishnah that there was a machlokis of a guy was a chashed on selling chuma and meiser. So one opinion says you can't even buy my milk. You can't buy anything from him. Even though ward and salt is not subject to chumas and meisers, you can't buy anything. Rabbi Shimon says only that which is subject to chumas and meisers, but that which isn't subject to chumas and meisers, you're allowed to buy from him. So here, who's the one who holds that if he's selling chaylev, you can't even buy egozim from him? Gemara says that's Rabbi Yehuda who says in the Mishnah, the guy who's chashed in Shumas HaMaisos, you can't even buy Maim and Melech from him. So Gemara says, wait a second, if it's true that he's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Eve Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Maim u'Melech Nami, that even water and salt you shouldn't be able to buy from him. Why does it only say you can't buy a gozim? What Shaykh the gozim? It should say they were penalized him that you can't buy anything from the guy. Gemara says, Leolam Rabbi Shimon, really this is Rabbi Shimon Shita, who says you're only kones him on that which he tricks us. So when it comes to Chumas HaMaisos, he doesn't take Chumas HaMaisos, we only instituted an Isser to buy that which you take Chumas HaMaisos from. Ubi Sur de Gufe Kansinulay, and we only are going to make a Knas on that which he sells. So what is it, Shaychas of that goes him to selling Chalev? So Gemara explains, Stam Dardaki Garu Bamguzi. Most kids are attracted to gozim. That's the candy. For back in the day, nuts were their candy. That's why they gave out gozim at the Seder. So Gemara says, Stam Dardaki Garu Bamguzi. They're drawn in by nuts. So what happened? The also Mishavish Levnei Tabachi, this merchant would draw in the kids, was selling candy, selling a gozim to them to draw the children of the slaughterers of the butchers into the house. The Gari Le Bamguze, he give them a gozim to come inside. So he got them inside the house. And then what would he do? What would the trade he do? Umaisilhu Tarba Datme. So the children of the butchers would go take the chalev, Isser chalev from their father, the butcher. And they bring it to this merchant, and the merchant would give them nuts. So they make this trade for the chalev. So now he had all this chalev tame from the children of the butchers. And then Umazabin Le Bimar Dikante, and he'd sell them, package them as kosher chalev. In fact, it was Isser chalev. So since he used that gozim as a way to draw the kids in to and be involved in the Isser chalev, that's why they penalized him, legabe gozim. But other areas, you would be allowed to buy from this person. Okay, new Mishnah tells us in Daf Lamed, a person who's chashed on not keeping Shemitah properly doesn't mean we're chashed him on things that are subject to Maisos. They're not necessarily the same. So Rashi explains here, but lo kan mimenu tevua b'shar shnei shavua. Granted, during Shemitah year, we don't buy from the guy because he's busy working the land, so that's us to buy from him. But during the rest of the Shemitah cycle, the other 6 years, we're allowed to buy from him. Vein tzichin la'asir v'adei el demai. We don't say, Vadai, he didn't take Meiser. Maybe he took Meiser. It's a chashash. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. So it's still in Bataris demise, a suffix, but we don't assume it's Vadai, he hasn't taken Meiser. So we see that in different Indian Shavis does not necessarily impact his Nemonis when it comes to Meisers. Then the Mishnah says, "Achashid ala ma'isos, ainu chashid ala shvius." A person who we know we suspect him on not taking Shumas and Meisers doesn't mean we suspect him on during the Shemitah year. So then the Mishnah says, "Achashid al zevi al zeh," a person who's both chashid on ma'isos and he's chashid on shvius. Then we would say chashid al hataros. Then that's an example where we would extend the chashad on other areas, namely that of taros. Gemara is going to explain this. V'yeshu chashid al hataros. There are those who are chashid on not keeping taros properly, but v'einu chashid lo al zev lo al zev. But he's not chashid on shvius. Not necessarily chashid on ma'isos either. This is the rule. Anyone who is chashid on anything, he cannot testify, he can't judge in that particular area. So this Mishnah sounds like it's very limited to that area. And we're going to go through now the Gemara, how to understand each stage of this Mishnah. So the Gemara begins. My time, what's the reason why that we say the first line of the Mishnah, the guy who's chashid on shvius is not necessarily chashid on maisos? So Gemara explains, because my time, shvius lo baichoma. The Indian of Shemitah has nothing to do with a wall. But when it comes to Meiser, when it comes to Meiser Sheni, came into Bayichoma, Chamrile. But since Ma'ase Shein, you have to eat it within the wall of Yerushalayim, there's a certain stringency, a certain severity to it. So just because Shviz is, Shviz is not a big deal, a guy might be suspect of not keeping Shemitah, oh, but it comes to Ma'ase Shein, you have to eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim, it's the Kedushas Yerushalayim, there he won't violate, so you can't extend the Chashad of Shviz onto Ma'ase Shein, which is much more severe in the eyes of this individual. So then the Gemara says the other way around. Hachashel HaMaisos, a guy who's Chashel HaMaisos, won't necessarily be doing Yisurim by Shviyas, because in his eyes, there's also a reason to say that Shviyas is more severe than that of Maiser. How? My time, Maiser Islay Pidyon. Come to Ma'ase Sheni, if you're not able to schlep the fruit from your farm to Yerushalayim, you could always redeem it. And to coin, and then buy fruit and food when you get to Yerushalayim. So since there's a Pidyon, Ma'ase Sheni is it's very dispensable. So when it comes to Shviz, however, Kevin the Kamitasri Lei, Veles Lei Pidyon, Shemitah, there's no way to redeem it. So then, since you can't redeem it, the halach is, it's Chamir Lei. It's more severe in the eyes of the individual, and therefore, even though he's Chashid when it comes to Ma'ase Sheni, he won't necessarily be Chashid when it comes to Shemitah. Okay. Now there's a din by Shemitah, by the way, there's a certain level of Pidyon, not really Pidyon, but you could take Shviz and buy something else. And then buy something else, you can transfer it over to different things, different foods, but the last item, the initial item and the last item is always Kedusha Shviz. You can never get rid of it entirely. To a certain extent, there's Shu Ma'ase Sheni as well. When you put it onto coins, it goes on, transfers onto food as well, but still, when it comes to Shemitah, the initial fruit is always going to be Kedusha Shviz, I believe.
So Ma'ase Sheni, the original would be not.
Exactly, the original becomes Chulin. So right. You could completely. Right. So that's why it's different in regards to the Pidyon. So then the Gemara says, I chashid al zel azeh. Let's say a person chashid on both Shemitah and on Shviz, came into chashid adaraisa, kosher kein adirabanan. So once a person's chashid on these two things, then he's chashid on Taros as well. What's going on there? So if you look at Rashi, where did Rashi go? Here we go. Rashi is not bold. Rashi is hataros. Not talking about eating real taros, we're talking about eating chulin, where a person treated it as taros. That's only a din dirabanan. So if a guy is chashid on dina deraisa, shviz, and dina deraisa, ma'isa sheni, then certainly he's going to be chashid on dirabanan of eating chulin b'taros. Yeah, Yafei Naim asks, wait a second, isn't shviz bizman hazeh dirabanan? It's not only deraisa. He writes, in the times of Mishnayos, shviz was deraisa. So that's when the Mishnah was written. It's referring to deraisa of ma'isa sheni and shemitah. Right. So then it could extend itself to other areas as well. The only Meiser would be Meiser Ani and Meiser Rishon as well. But it seems like it's referring to Meiser Sheni from the fact that it mentioned the union of the Bai Choma, the wall. So then the Gemara says, V'yesh Shehu Chashid al Taros. There are those who are Chashid al Taros, but not Chashid on the other areas as well. Why? My time. Nihid adirabanan chashid, granted on taros, which is chulin bazar, rather, eating chulin al taros, eating it, it's a din dirabanan of eating them in a tar way. So yeah, it's a dirabanan. But chashid adiraisa lo chashid, but he wouldn't necessarily be chashid on that which is dine deraisa, such as ma'isa sheni and shviz. So he asks the Gemara, imminhi urminhi, neman al taros, neman al shviz. If the guy is trusted lagabe taros, so then he's also going to be trusted lagabe shviz. So the inference is chashid, but if he's chashid on taros, that implies he would be chashid on shviz as well. So we see it can be an extension from taros onto the dinderais of shviz. So Amar Rabbi Eli, masnisin kishari inu shenoeg b'tzina b'soch beso. Our mission is where we saw how he acted within the house, where he's keeping everything, he was done everything properly. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Masnisin de katani ein chashid, when we say just because he's chashid on taros, he's not chashid on the other areas. It's kagon. It's a particular case. Shireinu shenoig din ma'isos and shviyas betina b'tzach b'esa. We saw him properly keeping things. Betina means like he didn't know we were watching him. It was like ma'isiach levitumo. He was doing the proper law. He wasn't trying to put on a show at all. So then we see he's doing shemitah and ma'isos shein properly. The lekel ma'imemar lefnim hu ose came into betina lo kavid. So he's doing this really, this is how he treats his, how he acts in his home, so that's why we trust him. But had it not been that case, had we not seen him knowing Betina, then Einach Nami, if he's chashid on Taros, he'd be chashid on Shemitah and Ma'isa Sheni as well. So Gemara then says, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar, Kigon Dehavi Chashid L'Tervayu, where he was chashid on both Shemitah and Taros. And we also came Rabbanon v'kabel tervayu. Then he went in front of the Rabbanon that he wanted to be mekabel. We're going to learn Amud Bey's inyan of being mekabel like divrei chaveris. Mekabel, different dinim. A person wants to be mekabel. He said, I'm taking upon myself now to be mekabel shemitah and taros. I know up until now I wasn't makbid on these things. But now I'm being makbid on shviyas and taros. So those things are packaged, and that's how he's packaging them. We also came Rabbanon v'kabel tervayu. He was accepted that we trust moving forward. You have nemanus on these two areas. Now, and then they caught him doing something, violating either Taros or violating Shvius, one of them. And then we said, the Armina, we say, Migo the Chashaha, Chashinami Aidach. So since you package them together, so once you're Chashid on Taros, then Mimele be Chashid on Shvius as well. But typically, the regular person, a guy who's Chashid on Taros, according to this Mandamar, won't be Chashid on Shvius because Shvius is the Raisa. It's only in this particular case where the guy packaged them together. He said, I want to be Makbid on both Dinim, and then he's Chashid on one of them, so he loses in Nemanos in both of these areas, again, because he coupled them together. Okay, Gemara now says, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Bar Amar Rabba, Bachana, Amar Yochanan, Zu, Dibre, Rabbi Kiva. What we say up until now is all Shitas Rabbi Kiva, Stimasa. Rabbi Kiva, we know, is always Stamisha's Rabbi Kiva or his Talmidim. So up until now is really Rabbi Kiva. Aval Chacham, Omer, Chacham say, against the Mishnah, Chashid al Shvius is Chashid al Maiser. A guy is Chashid al Shvius, he will be suspect to being Chashid al Maiser. We don't think those certain things are more severe in his eyes. Man Chacham, who's the opinion about the Chacham who argued Rabbi Kiva? It must be Rabbi Yehuda. Why Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he hold a Chashin on Shvius? It's Chashin on Meiser. Because the Ba'asri, the Rabbi Yehuda is in his place, in his city, Shvius Chamir Lehu. Shvius is more severe. So if the guy is violating Shvius, so Meme is going to violate Meiser Sheni as well. How do we know Ba'asri, Rabbi Yehuda, Shvius was more of a Chamir? The Havik Karile the Chavri Dairi Ben Dairi. A certain guy insulted a person and called him a Ger Ben a Gioris. So that was considered an insult there. So Amrle, he says back to him, well, yeah, you think so? Tishi Li, Delo Achli Perish Shvius Kavasech. Why I don't eat Shemitah like you eat Shemitah? So apparently that was considered a very severe insult because they took Shvius very seriously. So then if you find the guy who's Chashid on Shvius, which is very serious, Ba'asri de Behuda, certainly he's Chashid on Ma'aser Sheni as well. So that's the first understanding of those who argue on that Mishnah, at least on that line of the Mishnah. The Gemara then says, Ikadami, there's others who say differently. That Amar Rabba Bar Rechana, Rabbi Yochanan, Zudivir, Rabbi Yekiva, Stimasa, our Mishnahs, all Rabbi Yekiva, Stam Mishnahs, Rabbi Yekiva. Aval Chachamim Omer, Chachamim say, Chashid al Meiser, Chashid al Shvius. If you're Chashid al Meiser Sheni, the opposite, then you're Chashid on Shemitah as well. So man chacham hu the chachamim, Rabbi Meir he. Damer chashid ledavre echad, habi chashid lechal Torah kula. Rabbi Meir holds, it would be any direction. If you're chashid in one item, we're chashid you on every single kol Torah kula. So if you're chashid on Shemitah, we're chashid on Ma'aser Sheni. If you're chashid on Ma'aser Sheni, we're chashid you on Shemitah as well. There's a much more broader understanding of chashad. So Gemara now is a little Maisa here. This is my not Maisa. Sorry, that's coming up soon. Gemara says at the bottom, last two lines of the page here. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tamidei the Rabbi Zira. These two Tamidim. Amrili, others say it was Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zira, were Tamidei Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokas, who's Tamidim we're referring to here. And Chad Amar one held that the way the Ikedami should go is Aba Chachamim Omen. The Chacham argue on the mission, say Chashid al Shvius. The person who's Chashid on Shemitah will be Chashid al Maisa. Long page here, long daf, long amen. But that if you're chashid on Shemitah, you'd be chashid on Ma'aser as well. Who holds this way? Uman chachamim, Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda is the author who holds that a chashid, because b'makom ba'aser Rabbi Huda, they took Shvius very seriously. So that's like we said above. B'chad Amar, others say no. Amar chashid al Ma'aser, chashid al Shvius. One who's chashid on Ma'aser Sheni is a suspect to Shemitah, keeping Shemitah halachas as well. Uman chachamim, Rabbi Meir, Detanya. Am Ha'aretz Shekibah Lav Divrei Chaver. So now Am Ha'aretz wants to make himself a Chaver. We know there's Indian of a Chaver. We have Smichas Chaver we're learning now. There's real Chaveris when it came to the halachas of halachas in the Gemara. So Am Ha'aretz wants to be a better person than Divrei Chaveris. What does Divrei Chaveris mean? So if you look at Rashi, three lines down from the top, Divrei Chaveris means Mefarish B'Tosefta, Masechas Damai, Shlo Yiten Truma Ma'aser Am Ha'aretz. A person, when he gives out Truma, when he gives out Ma'aser, you shouldn't give to an Am Ha'aretz who doesn't know how to keep the halachas properly. If Shelo Yase Taros Eitzel Am Ha'aretz, a person shouldn't make Taros next to an Am Ha'aretz who doesn't know the lachas of Tumah. V'shiyo Chachul Matara. So the guy wants to now eat B'chul Matara. And he also wants to yaser eshu ochel veshu mocher veshu lokeh. He wants to be master everything he eats. He wants to be master everything he buys, master everything he sells. So all this, that's divrei chaveris. So the Amoritz wants to be makabel divrei chaveris, the Gemara says. However, he's nechsha ladavar ech, but there's one area he's chashed on. So the lacha is nechsha l'chatar kula. That means he's suspect, we suspect him that he's violating all the Torah, divrei Rabbi Meir. It's a much broader understanding of the chashad. Fine. Come along the Chachamim. Chachamim omrim, eino nechsha ela l'osa davar bilvad. He argues and says, just because a guy's chashed in one area doesn't mean he's chashed in other areas as well. So this comes up, unfortunately, comes up different rabbanon, let's say a rabbi, we found out he was doing something he shouldn't be doing. So then the question is, what do we do with the validity of all his psalm that he gave in the past? So some say, chashed al davar echad, chashed l'chal tar kula. Other poskim say, no, he's chashed l'osa davar. So let's say it was a particular area with nashim. So l'gabe hilchas nida, we wouldn't accept this psakim what he gave. But l'gabe basam chalav, l'gabe kashus, l'gabe whatever else it is, then we would accept him. So this is a very important machlokas, unfortunately, to halach l'maisa in this machlokas. So then the Gemara says, hager shekiba alav divrei Torah. Hager who's makabel to keep the Torah. So then afil nechshel davar echad havei chashed l'chal tar kula. So then, if he's chashed in one area, so then we're chashed him on the entire Torah as well. That's like we just said above. Then the Gemara says, Harehu ki Yisrael, even Mumar, even though he converted and now he's not properly keeping the law in one area, he's still considered a Yisrael, he's just a Yisrael Mumar. We don't say he goes back to being a Goy because he's violating the Torah. Once a Ger becomes a Ger, there's never going back. He becomes a Yisrael Mumar. And what's Nafkamina, says the Gemara, whether he's a Goy or a Yisrael Mumar? So Gemara says, Nafkamina is the Kaddish, Kedushin, Kedushin. If he performs Kedushin with an Isha, it's acceptable because in the end of the day, he's a Yisrael, he's not a Goy, he's a Yisrael Mumar. So Asemus asks, why is this a nafkamina? There's so many nafkaminas of whether he's a Yisrael Mumar, whether he's a Ger. This, for example, if he performs a Bris Mila. So a Goy can't perform a Bris Mila, but a Yisrael Mumar can. So he just finds it strange that this was the nafkamina, whether Kedushin is a good Kedushin. He just leaves this as a Tzarech Im. So fine. Now the Gemara goes on to a series of Inyanim of being Makabel, Geris, and being Makabel, Chaveris as well.
Maybe because when he accepted upon himself Torah Mitzvahs, he essentially was Makadish himself to Hashem. So you would think that with regards to Kiddush and Dafka,
he had the inability to. Yeah. Okay. Inability. Interesting. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanim, quote to Braisa, Habal Kabel Divrei Chaveris Chutz Midavar Echad, Ein Mekablin Oso. A guy wants to be, I want to be a Chaver. I want to be a chaver, legabe, everything except for one particular area, whatever that area might be, it doesn't work. Divrei chaveris means it's all or nothing. In a similar way, the Gemara says, a person, an obi kochavim, a goy, shebal lekabel divrei Torah, meaning he wants to convert, chutz midavrecha, doesn't want to be mekabel one area, and hilchos Shabbos isn't for me, hilchos kashus isn't for me, whatever the area is, ain mekablin also, we don't accept him, it's either all or nothing. But Yosef Yehuda takes it a step further, and he says, "Afilu diktuk echad midivrei sofim." Even one particular diktuk, which Rashi gives an example of chumra dirabanan, would also be holding back his gerus. And this comes up. Rav Moshe's tshuva is about this, where a ger wants to become a ger, but doesn't want to keep tznius, doesn't want to cover the hair, doesn't want to whatever it might be. So even a chumra dirabanan, those are examples of dina derais. But a chumra dirabanan, I don't want to do, I don't know, whatever the example is, it doesn't work. Even though a Jew who doesn't keep these things, one area, chumra dirabanan, he's still a Jew, and we still accept him. But to become a goy, to become a ger, needs to accept every single halacha. So it's figure out what's considered chumra dirabanan, what's considered minhagim. But these are areas that they talk about in the tshuva svarim of what type of diktuk echa, midivrei sofrim, will be ma'akev, the geris or not. So then the Gemara says, in a similar fashion, v'chein ben Levi, shebala kabel divrei leviyah. A Levi wants to become Mekabel Divrei Leviyah. What's Divrei Leviyah? So Rashi explains that we know Levi had two different jobs. Either you came from a family that were gatekeepers, or you came from a family that sang songs. Actually, Din of the Rambam, if you do the opposite job, it's an Isser Deraisa. If I'm a family that sings, if I try to do the gatekeeping, I get an Isser. And the gatekeepers can't do singing, it depends on your Yichus. So the guy is part of a Yichus, whichever Yichus he has. So he says, I want to be Mekabel Leviyah and learn the Lachas. So then he learns the Lachas. But if he says, I want to be Makabel Leviyah, and a Kohen says, Sheba Lekabel Divikuni, wants to take on all the lachas of the Kohen, of all the different avodas of the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, but he says, because Midarachat, I don't like that halacha, so then the din is Ein Makabel Noso. He cannot take upon himself the din of Leviyah, can't take upon himself the din of Kahuna. Shenemar tez in the pasuk hamakiv is dama shlamim. What is makiv dama shlamim? So the din is haavod hamasura livnei Aaron kol kohen shena modeba ein lo chelik bakuna. The pasuk seems to say the one who's makiv is only a person who learns, who knows the avoda. You have to accept all the avoda. If you don't accept all the avoda, so then you're not considered. You can't take from. The pasuk goes on to say tielo shoka yamin lamana. The shok is one of the manas kuna. You can't take unless you do the hakrav, unless you do the avoda, and really makabel all the avoda properly. Only then do you have a chelik in taking the shoka yamin and all the other matnos kuhuna. Okay, Gemara now says vayter. Tanu Rabbanan, in the same similar fashion of it being mekabel different dinim, Tanu Rabbanan habala kabel divrei chaver. So, a person wants to become a chaver now. Imri inu, where we see him shenog b'tzina b'soch b'yis, so we see him properly keeping the halachas. He wasn't ever mekabel. We know the guy's a yasher guy. He's an erlecha guy. He's doing everything properly with eating chulin b'tara. We see that and that's how he keeps his house properly. So then mekabel also, we first accept him. V'acharkach melamden also. We don't teach him the dinim. Sometimes there's certain people, you know, we learn on the job. And some guys we say, first go for training, and then we'll give you the certificate. This guy we saw inside his house, he kept the halachas, we trust him. Here's your certificate, you're a chaver, and we'll teach you all the details afterwards. But if, let's say, Imlav, if we had, no one observed him keeping these dinim in his house properly, so then we can't give him the certificate yet. First, Malam the Noso, first we have to train him, teach him, and then Acharkach Mekab the Noso, then we give him the certificate. Comes along, this is a fascinating point. I think there's a big musa here, a big chizik here. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ben Kach, either way, whether we saw him observing halachas, whether we didn't see him observing halachas, Bitsina Bebeso, Mekablinoso, Hulamad Kedarka Halach. We give him the certificate, we accept him now, and then we'll teach him afterwards. Almost to say that we trust you. We're going to say, right now you have it. Once you fit, you know, we gave you the title, we know where you're going to fit that title, you're going to fill, you know, fulfill the name of being a chaver, even though you don't know the halachas yet. We're kind of building a person up, but giving him chizik, you could become this way, even before you've learned the halachas. So Gemara then says, "Abraye satanu rabbanan mekablin lechnafayim." What's lechnafayim? It's referring to literally means I think wings, something, corners, but washing hands. When it comes to dine taros, there are many different levels. The Gemara doesn't tell us what the levels are, but the most basic level of taros are washing hands. We know really washing hands, hands that are dirty, are not really metame food. It's only midirabbanan. We call them shnios that they made a tuma on the hands when you touch items. But there's other dine taros of if I'm a zav, or a person is a zanida, or whatever the tum is, so then that's really makabel, it's really metame taros on a deraisa level. But knafayim, washing hands is a din derabanan. It's considered a very easy thing to just wash hands as opposed to going to the mikvah. So what's the din? The guy's makabel knafayim. I say, I'm going to eat all taros with washing my hands, and v'acharkach, and then later on he says, I'm going to take it a step further, I'm going to make sure I'm going to go to the mikvah for all the tumah deraisas. So then mekablin lechnafayim, v'acharkach mekablin letaros, and v'im amar, then he says afterwards, ein mekablin lechnafayim, then he says, you know what, I only want to do, I'm backtracking, I'm going to backpedal here, I only want to keep knafayim mekablin, so that's fine, that's acceptable. So again, he first wanted to do a hands, then a full mikvah. He said, the mikvah stuff is too much for me. I'm going to just wash hands. That's good enough. He's mekabel l'gab l'chnafayim. But let's say the guy who's first mekabel l'taros. I'm mekabel all dine taros. Mikvah for all tumas, the hands for yadayim, washing hands for yadayim, but lo kibel l'chnafayim. And then he says, you know what? But I don't want to wash hands. I'll go to the mikvah for like the serious tumas. But for the shnios, the derabanan of hand, I'm not going to wash my hand. Then we say, af l'taros lo kibel. Even for the dine taros, we're not going to be mekabel. The reason is, Rashi explains, because washing hands is considered an entity in its own right. It's a level. So I'm accepting knafayim, but not taros. That's, you could separate the two. But to accept knafayim, which includes everything, and then to take out a detail of knafayim from taros overall, that he says is considered a missing detail of the overall din of Seder Taros. Now there's a big discussion here. The Mikdash David, Rav David Rappaport, who is a very important sefer on these kachim sugyas, he wants to, what does that mean, the guy is makabal himself to wash his hands, but not makabal himself to go to the mikvah? The guy's tame, because he's a zav, a nida, so what good is it to wash hands or not wash hands? He's a tame person in the first place. That's a big question that he asks. And so he says some din here. One second here. I'm talking about the din of feeding someone who doesn't wash their hands. I need to look this better. Either way, there's a kasha how exactly what the nafkamina is. So Gemara now says, Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us now halfway down the Amud here, Ad Kama Makablan, so So how long does a person have to be keeping the halachas to establish a chazaka? Right, the guy is makabel to be a chaver, so when we know, okay, now you really are a chaver, does it mean the day he accepts it, that means he's a chaver and we trust him, or no, it takes time. A guy likes to be a certain way, but you need to train yourself first. So Gemara says that Beishami Omer Mashkim, when it comes to Mashkim, Mashkim and liquids are only Tamei on a Dirabana level, so it's more lenient. So therefore, Shloshim Yom. If we see the guy acting properly for 30 days, so any liquid he touches, we assume is Tahor. You need 30 days of doing this. But when it comes to clothing, there's a din of Tumas Zav. When a person, the Zav, sits on Tumas Midras, a Zav sits on a chair, sits on clothing, that becomes Tamei Deraisa, so Chsus is a more severe Tumah. That, says Beishameh, requires Shneimas HaChodesh. You need to see 12 months, a full year of him acting properly, the Gabi Tumah Vatara. Beisil comes along and argues in Omrim, Echadzev, Echadzev, Shneimas HaChodesh. Even for Mashkim, you require 12 full months. So then the Gemara says, this comes out to be a leniency because Beis Shammai says after 30 days we already trust in Lagavi Mashkim. Beis Hillel requires a full 12 months to trust in Lagavi Mashkim. So we know there are very limited times when Beis Shammai is cool, Mekel. There are only six of them, and this is not one of the six. So Gemara says, no, let's tweak it and say, Ella, Beis Hillel Omim Echadzeh Vechadzeh Shloshim. No, he's Mekel in both regards to Lagavi Mashkim. Lagavi Ksus, 30 days is sufficient to establish a Chazaka. Fine. So then the Gemara says, a simon and a mark for the next few sugyas is chaver talmud chelis mechas chazer gabo v'atzmo. So what are these sugyas? The Gemara says, Tanur Rabban, the Braita teaches us that habal lekabel divrei chaverus tzarich lekabel fnei shlosha chaver. In order to establish it, just like by geirus, you need three people to be there. So to legabi chaverus, you need three people to accept a person and establish he's a chaver. Uvanu v'nei veso enum tzrichim lekabel fnei shlosha chaver. And the children don't have to because they're nigrar after the father. It's enough to just have the father do the kabbalah. However, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer afet banav v'nei veso tzrichim lekabel fnei shlosha chaver. Even the children as well. Lefish ena dom chaver shekibel. The Ben Chavish Akiva, because it's not the same. The same level of Kabbalah does not pass on to the children. It's not something that you inherit, really. So therefore, you have to accept even the children in front of three people, three Dayanim, as well. Tanya Rabban the Baraita says more on this topic. Habal lekabel divrei chaverus tzarich lekabel b'fnei shlosha chaverim va'afilu tamnu chochim tzarich lekabel b'fnei shlosha chaverim. Even a tamnu chochim, even a guy who knows all the halachas, and for whatever reason he didn't accept chaverus on himself, yet he wanted to wait for whatever it is, he too needs a kabbalah in front of three people. It seems there's some formality to this as well. So it seems that, again, I didn't look into this, but I imagine the chakir might be in front of three people. Is it a form of kabbalah? It's like a form of geirus. So I don't care who the guy is, you always need a geirus. You have a big Talmud Chacham who's a goy, who knows halachas, you still need a formality, or no, it's somehow trying to infuse a level of a fear or acceptance in the eyes of the individual. There's no formality, anyone can be a chaver. But this somehow infuses some level of fear which maybe a Talmud Chacham shouldn't have to have. So we'll see now, the Gemara says, a zokin v'yoshu b'shiva, which is a member of Sanhedrin, eino tzarech lekabel b'fnei shlosha chaverim. He doesn't require it. Now this sounds like there's no inyan of a geiris then. There's no inyan of some form of Kabbalah. Shekvar kibal lav mishash yashav. The Gemara says, no. But here, once he already started sitting down, became himself a Sanhedrin, that becoming a Sanhedrin itself is an implicit Kabbalah of being a chaver. So there is taka, some formality involved there as well. So I imagine this is part of the calculation of how much of a formality is it to be Mekayim Hadavar, like Eide Kim almost, this is Dayanim who can Mekayim, or no, it's somehow a fear factor to make it serious in the eyes of the Niskabel. Abishol Omer, Af Tam L'Chacham, Eina Tzarech L'Kabel, B'fnei Shlosha Chaverim. He agrees, thinks that no, Tam L'Chacham doesn't need it. It's not a formality. We trust him entirely. It's not an inyan of ne'emanus. V'lo, oh, not only that, Elish Acheim Mekabel L'Fanav. Not only that, but Tam L'Chacham could be one of the Yanim, even though he never got a formal Kabbalah, he could be a Dayan to induct someone else to the world of Chaverus. Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bimei Benosha Rabbi Nechanina Ben Antignus Nishas Mishnezu. This Mishnah was taught in the times of Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignus. So Gemara has a Maisa now, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Estapik Lumilsa Betaros. There was one din they weren't sure about Lagabe certain Taros. So Shadri Rabban Lagabe Benosha Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignus. So Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi didn't want to schlep to go visit the son, the Benosha Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was a master in this world of Taros. So his son also, so I said his son was a master in this, he was a Bucky in Taros. So Yehuda Rabbi Yossi sent some Talmidim to go find out from Beno Shir Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas. So Azila Amrulei the Ayin Ba, they said, go ask him to answer the Shaila first, whatever that Shaila might be. Ashkechu the Katarin Taros, when they encountered Benosha Rabbi Chanina, he was happened to be carrying some Taros on his shoulders or in his hands. So he placed him to the side, and he appointed some of his own Tamidim, meaning the Benosha Rabbi Chanina ben Atikdis, had his own Tamidim watch the Taros. He didn't trust them in front of the two Tamidim that came from Yehuda Rabbi Yosef. The Ka'iu Lainu Bahu, and he was b'mayin into the Shaila, and then he went off in his way. So then he got the answer. Also Amulei. So now the Talmidim come back and report to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, their findings. Now in doing so, they told him this strange thing that happened, that when the Benosha, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, placed his taros down, they didn't trust us. They only trust his own Talmidim, but they didn't trust us over the taros. So they got very upset. Amulehu, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda got upset. So they said, this father, Rabbi Chanina, the father, was Mevazah Talmud Chacham, and his son is also Mevazah Talmud Chacham. Rashi points out this never really happened. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus was never Mevazah Talmud Chacham. He just was so angry. He must have saw from his father, how can he not trust you guys with his taros? The Rebbe was very insulted for his Talmidim that he had to, don't touch my taros, leave them and stay away from them. So what happened? The Rabbi Yossi says, calm down, Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, take it easy. Kvod zaken yehei munach bekomo. Let him be. The Rabbi Chanina, the father, his kavod is there. Don't attack him. Don't attack the son. So what happened? El miyom shechar beis hamikdash, the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, nagel akwanim silsil ba'atan, they took upon themselves a certain level of chumrah to themselves. She'ein mosin esataros l'chol adam, they won't trust just any stam person, even a talmid chacham, they wouldn't trust in front of the taros. This was an extra level of chaveros, and it wasn't an insult to anybody. This was just the kabbalah. They took extra precautions on watching over taros. Rashi says now towards the end of the daf. Tanur Rabbanim, Eishes Chaver, Ki Chaver. You have the wife of a Chaver, so if the Chaver there is... Let's give it.
Chaver
Shemes. Oh, Chaver Shemes, and then Chaver Shemes, Isho Vanov, Uvnei Veso, Harim Mechetzkasam, if you have a Chaver, and then he dies, so then his wife and his children all remain the same, they all remain Mechetzkas, Mechetzkasam, and the Chazak of a Chaver, even though the source, the Iker, the bias, the father is dead, they all have the continued Mesor of the Chaveris. Until someone's suspect of doing something wrong, but until that point, the chazaka, the status quo remains. You have a certain courtyard, a certain store that was selling tcheles, and then the original owner died. We still keep it, maintain the status quo until, not even die. I think just simply once they gave a hashkach on it, so then we trust it's a good thing. We don't have to continue to check and continue to inspect until something happens that disqualifies their nemanos. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Eishes Am Haaretz Shenisayis L'Chaver. You have a wife of an Am Haaretz, and now the Am Haaretz dies. So now she gets married to a Chaver. So what's her status now? And so too, v'chein bitel she'am haaretz she'nisis l'chaver, a daughter who grew up in a home that they didn't keep these halachas, and she marries a chaver. V'chein avdo she'am haaretz she'nimka l'chaver, all these different ways of transferring to different families, different houses, kulan tzrichim l'kabel divrei chaveros b'tchila. Since all these individuals originated in the place, in a bias of an am haaretz, even though now they're entering into a house of a chaver, they have to be makabel on themselves divrei chaveros, whether it's the isha, whether it's the banav, whether it's the evit. If an Eishes Chaver, she was originally married to a Chaver, and now she gets remarried to an Am Haaretz, V'chein Bitel Shechaver, daughter of a Chaver, now marries into a home of Shenisayis La'am Haaretz, and V'chein Avdo Shechaver, Shenimcha La'am Haaretz, here we're starting off B'makom Chaveris, now going to a place of Am Haaretz, so then Ein Tzvichin L'Kabel Divrei Chaveris, but they don't need to re-accept Divrei Chaveris, meaning if a husband wants to do Divrei Chaveris, she already has that Mesora of doing so. Gemara says, Rabbi Meir Omer, no. They have to, because once they're ready in the home of the Am Haaretz, they lost their initial chaveres and have to re-establish the divrei chaveres. Comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Ma'isa b'isha achas shenisis l'chaver. A certain woman got married to a chaver, v'ha'isa komas lo tefillin ha'yadam, was tying the tefillin on his hand. So Tosas actually, Menachos brings this as a raya. He thinks that every single day when you tie tefillin, we just pull the knot. But he says you have to retie that yud each time you put tefillin on, every single time. There's a discussion in the Tosas there. So he thinks the fact that the Gemara here used a lashon of a kosheres, a komas, which means to be kosheres, every single day, we don't call this tying, we call it hadaka. Hadaka means to tighten. It's not kosheres. The fact that kosheres is used sounds like you have to retie the yud each day when you put the tefillin on. Either way, we have this, the Eishes Chaver would put the tefillin on her husband every single day. and Nisei's Lamaretz, and then she got remarried to an Amaretz, Harisako Sheres Lo Kishrik Som Moches Ayada, but then later on she would tie like some type of, I don't know, tax signatures or something, papers on the hand. We see that even though she was once before a chaver, she didn't know any halachas. Now she married to Amaret, she does Amaratz's things as well, and tying, instead of tefillin, tying some type of tax documents on the arm. So therefore, that's a raya that when you marry into a house of Amaretz, you have to be re-makabel dibe chaveras if you want to become a chaver. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up on...